92.5 WBEE. And you travel. We know ratings are big. Restaurants, hotels. I mean, the everywhere from the Yelp to the Google ratings. I mean, then they'll even ask you, please give us good rating. Mm-hmm. And that's a big deal now. Please give us good rating.
It is.
And are you tough? Are you a nitpicker? Or if you had a good experience, okay, 5 stars. Good experience. Me and my family had fun. Are you nitpicking little things?
Well, my friend has an Airbnb, and a recent guest that came through gave him 4 stars exclusively because he didn't have a box of tissues for the guest who was there.
So it would have been 5 stars with the box of Kleenex.
Yeah.
And they said that.
They specifically said it would have been 5 stars had you had a box of tissues.
Oh, that's nitpicking to me. Because,
oh, absolutely.
Because, yeah, I enjoy a good tissue. But guess what? If I have paper towels close by or I'll walk into the bathroom and get, you know, toilet paper, I'm blowing my nose. I don't need a box of Kleenex.
Well, like, I'm not expecting my Airbnb to provide everything
right.
that I could possibly need in any scenario, because how can they do that? Those reviews are so emotionally based. Like, depending on what kind of grouchy, nitpicky person, right? Like, you could just be a grouchy person whose nose runs frequently and you suffer from allergies and you just expect that that Airbnb would have. Like, you have no idea.
Like, did you think that we were going to Photoshop tissues in the background of a picture?
Right.
Like, if it's not in the pictures, everything is listed. All of the amenities. Tissues was not listed on the description, so I don't know what to tell you.
I chronically give good reviews. I just do. If I stayed, I'm still alive, and like I had a fairly good time. I rented an Airbnb with my sister on one of the lakes. I'll leave it at that. And the first day we got there, it wasn't clean.
Oh.
We were like, okay. Contacted the person. They're like, I'll send a cleaner right away. We're like, okay, thank you. We just went out to the water. There's water snakes. I'm like, okay, well, let's sit in the front yard and look at the water.
Strike one. Strike two. Did it get better?
So the next day, the hot tub breaks. I'll send someone over. Then the third day, mind you, the septic system starts to overflow in the basement. So this poor person, I mean, they felt like it's just life. You know, they sent people to try to fix things as soon as they broke.
Wow, you are kinder.
I left a good review because you know what? Life happens.
And they tried.
It just does.
Right?
And they tried. I felt like a jerk for calling I swear we're not breaking all this stuff. I promise. We're not doing this stuff. But thank you so much for, if they respond, like, had that guest said, can I have a box of tissues? I just need it really bad. I bet that would have been provided for them if they just would have called. So I don't know. Like, lighten up, people.
Stripes. Lighten up, Francis.
That's right.
Got an early game for the Bills this Sunday, and it's going to be gorgeous. 70 degrees.
It's going to be awesome.
And I know yesterday you boogied out of here pretty quick, and we thought it was something special. Maybe you were helping Mama Jay, but I figured it out. Uh-oh. Tell me if I'm right or wrong. Amari Cooper, we just got as a receiver from the Cleveland Browns.
Yeah.
He just drove 3 hours yesterday to attend his first Bills practice. You were welcoming him. Is that where you rushed off to yesterday?
Absolutely. That's exactly where I was.
I figured it out.
I was like, finally, you're here.
Welcome.
Do you know how many Bills players we have that are injured?
Yeah.
just be very careful. I made sure that he walked slowly into the facility. Like, everybody's getting hurt. Can you just be careful and get us to Sunday?
Amari Cooper, you've got one job. Catch touchdowns, okay?
Yes.
And the Bills Mafia will be very happy about this move. You got to take care of your body, but sometimes you wait till you're getting older, like, man, I should have been doing this all along. And then you go,
oh, well, better late than never.
Exactly. And then you go get some blood work done.
Mm-hmm.
And the doctor's like, you got some splaining to do.
Right.
And I've been on the higher blood sugar level that You know, got to bring it down. Got to eat better. Mm. Got to get moving. Like right. when you hear I walk, people are like, man, he walks a lot. Yeah, I'm trying to move. I'm trying to burn that glucose and everything.
Yeah.
And you're going through it right now yourself.
Yeah, I'm cutting the sugar. It's a big problem with me. And it's always been a problem with me. And we've joked about it for years, but really I'm getting older to where it's not funny. It's affecting my health. And that's my sugar addiction. Like I drink too much soda. I eat things with just too much sugar in them. And it's not like I'm eating straight up candy. There's just like a lot of hidden sugar in foods that I enjoy.
Yeah.
I'll just leave it at that. So as much as I can get in the original state, I guess just like plain fruit, plain meat. That's what I have to do because I don't even recognize. You look at the label. It's really complicated to find. It doesn't always just say sugar in the ingredients. Sometimes it's called other stuff.
True.
Fruit juice concentrate. Like I'll look at something. I'm like, oh, it's got fruit juice in it. It's healthy. Fruit juice concentrate is another word for sugar. There's 50 million different ways that they can put sugar on packaging without putting the word sugar.
I was taught by a doctor, read that label. If you're like past three or four ingredients, it's probably got all kind of fillers in there you really don't need. And that's what's scary. You sometimes look and it is a laundry list.
Right. Mm-hmm.
There's like 25, 30 ingredients. You're like, what are you even eating or drinking now? It's scary.
So, but to like, to hide it and not just put sugar on there, companies are just calling it something else. And then, but it's actually sugar.
Mm.
So that's where I'm finding the most.
What was that app your daughter was always pushing on
Yucca.
You? Yucca. You take a picture and it tells you if it's good or bad, but sometimes to help you with those hidden words?
Well, that's for more of what we put on our skin.
Oh, okay.
They
it's
don't
not for
do food?
Food.
No.
Oh, okay.
No,
all
but.
Right.
Oh, no, I've used it for food.
Does it work on
yeah,
food?
Yeah, it must be an update since you've
probably
been using it. I've scanned a lot of different barcodes. So like granola bars, it'll say, you know, this is higher in sugar. So it's not just the preservatives, but it'll rate based on the nutritional value too.
Well, then there we go.
And it, Yucca, Y-U-C-A?
Y-U-K-A.
Okay, Y-U-K-A. Is it a free app?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Check that out. If you know of another one to help you read the labels, because it is confusing and it is deceiving on purpose. We're all trying to be a little bit healthier. We're here for you. 585-252-WBEE. In fact, there's a fall snack right now that they say will help you de-stress. We got that for you next. We're talking about watching our sugar, trying to be healthier because it'll sneak up on you.
I miss it's soda with me.
Okay.
I love soda. And I was raised on soda. Like, if we didn't have soda in the house, we didn't have anything to drink. Like, there's nothing to drink. We're out of everything. That's what a big part of soda was in my life. So it's weird for me to cut it out. And yeah, I'm super addictive.
On the text line, we're getting some suggestions to help you with your sugar cravings.
This texter said, broccoli has helped me with my cravings for sugar. You can eat it raw, add it to your salad, cook it with some cheese. I add broccoli to the top of my cooked chicken. Put a little cheese on top of the microwave. Makes it perfect.
And it helps you curb your sugar cravings?
Try it. Don't start.
Okay.
Don't knock
I'm
it.
I'm writing it down. Hey, I don't know the biology of all of this. I'll do anything if it works. Also, if you don't drink enough water, you're not hydrated, it can make you crave more sugar. Gotcha.
How much water have you had today in your big old water bottle?
Well, I've just had, this morning, I've had 16 fluid ounces so far.
It's a good start. It's a good start.
Yeah,
keep it up.
You've got to start somewhere.
And another thing to keep in mind to help you this time of the year, the experts say pumpkin seeds, a fall treat, will help you de-stress.
What?
Maybe keep some pumpkin seeds in the car, decompress, de-stress. Maybe you got to go in a meeting with your boss, take some pumpkin seeds in with you.
Is it because it takes so long to chew them?
Well, it could be.
I just don't know if it, like, that's a legit question. I don't know. Or is it chemically?
Nutritionally, it's got the vitamins like it has, and it sends happy dopamine, serotonin things out of your brain. Is that it?
She's all right. I'm not distressed yet.
I know.
How long does it take to kick in?
It's your B-Morning Coffee Club. Lainey Wilson, TJ Bowe. Hope getting you going here on a Friday morning. Remember where you were looking at Dan and Shay's social yesterday, and it's coming. It's coming.
Yeah.
And we're like, what's coming?
Yeah.
I figured it out. Finally, their double Christmas album has arrived. They've been working on it for a decade.
Okay, because they were like, it's been 2 years. Yeah. Like, it's been all these years, yep. And finally, the waiting's over. I was like, oh, this is going to be epic.
It's officially Christmas. The double album, Dan and Shay.
Okay.
So, boom, it's out today. You can get it. And they got some new stuff on there that they created, and then they do Rock Around the Christmas Tree and all that, too.
The classics.
Yes, they do. So
I was actually thinking yesterday when it would be soon, like, I could put my Christmas tree up.
Oh.
My dad's friend put his up this week.
I can't help it.
Really?
Yes.
You can't have a trick or treat? Slow down the calendar. Slow it down.
I am. I'm waiting, but I pulled it out of the basement is what I'm saying. The box is there.
Now
it's ready. It's on deck.
You could work both sides by doing Nightmare Before Christmas, so it has a little Halloween Christmas theme. But come on. Get rid of the candy.
When it starts getting darker earlier, I love the Christmas lights at night, selfishly, in my house. So it doesn't have anything to do with, you know, anything but that.
And it's we've had the tone. B listeners say they leave a tree up all year round. They just change it out. All right?
Okay.
Halloween tree's out. Thanksgiving tree. They just redecorate the tree, and then here comes Christmas.
So now they have, like, purple and orange on their tree.
Yes.
We did that 1 year. The farthest we made it was till June, though, and we were like, you know what? This doesn't feel like it's going to be special in a couple of months, but I have 8th grade formal pictures from June in front of a Christmas tree.
Okay. How about you?
Wow.
Is it up yet, or are you waiting? Let us know. 92.5 WBE. And you travel. We know ratings are big. Restaurants, hotels. I mean, the everywhere from the Yelp to the Google ratings. I mean, then they'll even ask you, please give us good rating. Mm-hmm. That's a big deal now. Please give us good rating.
It is.
And are you tough? Are you a nitpicker? Or if you had a good experience, okay, 5 stars. Good experience. Me and my family had fun. Are you nitpicking little things?
Well, my friend has an Airbnb. And a recent guest that came through gave him 4 stars exclusively because he didn't have a box of tissues for the guest who was there.
So it would have been 5 stars with the box of Kleenex.
Yeah.
And they said that.
They specifically said it would have been 5 stars had you had a box of tissues.
Oh, that's nitpicking to me. Because,
oh, absolutely.
Because, yeah, I enjoy a good tissue. But guess what? If I have paper towels close by or I'll walk into the bathroom and get, you know, toilet paper, I'm blowing my nose. I don't need a box of Kleenex.
Well, like, I'm not expecting my Airbnb to provide everything that I could possibly need in any scenario, because how can they do that? Those reviews are so emotionally based. Like, depending on what kind of grouchy, nitpicky person... Right? Like, you could just be a grouchy person whose nose runs frequently and you suffer from allergies and you just expect that that Airbnb would have... Like, you have no idea.
Like, did you think that we were going to Photoshop tissues in the background of a picture?
Right.
Like, if it's not in the pictures, everything is listed. All of the amenities. Tissues was not listed on the description, so I don't know what to tell you.
I chronically give good reviews. I just do. If I stayed, I'm still alive and like I had a fairly good time. I rented an Airbnb with my sister on one of the lakes. I'll leave it at that. And the first day we got there, it wasn't clean.
Oh.
We were like, okay, contacted the person. They're like, I'll send a cleaner right away. We're like, okay, thank you. We just went out to the water. There's water snakes. Like, okay, well, let's sit in the front yard and look at the water.
Strike one. Strike two. Did it get better?
So the next day, the hot tub breaks. I'll send someone over. Then the third day, mind you, the septic system starts to overflow in the basement. So this... poor person. I mean, they felt like it's just life. You know, they sent people to try to fix things as soon as they broke.
Wow, you're kinder.
I left a good review because you know what? Life happens.
And they
it
tried.
It just does.
Right?
And they tried. I felt like a jerk for calling every, like, I swear we're not breaking all this stuff. I promise. We're not doing this stuff. But thank you so much for, if they respond, like, had that guest said, can I have a box of tissues? I just need it really bad. I bet that would have been provided for them if they just would have called. So, I don't know. Like, lighten up, people.
Stripes. Lighten up, Francis.
That's right.
Got an early game for the Bills this Sunday, and it's going to be gorgeous. 70 degrees.
It's going to be awesome.
And I know yesterday you boogied out of here pretty quick, and we thought it was something special. Maybe you were helping Mama Jay, but I figured it out. Uh-oh. Tell me if I'm right or wrong. Amari Cooper, we just got as a receiver from the Cleveland Browns.
Yeah.
He just drove 3 hours yesterday to attend his first Bills practice. You were welcoming him. Is that where you rushed off to yesterday?
Absolutely. That's exactly where I was.
I figured it out.
I was like, finally, you're here.
Welcome.
Do you know how many Bills players we have that are injured?
Yeah.
just be very careful. I made sure that he walked slowly into the facility. Like, everybody's getting hurt. Can you just be careful and get us to Sunday?
Amari Cooper, you've got one job. Catch touchdowns, okay?
Yes.
And the Bills Mafia will be very happy about this move. You got to take care of your body, but sometimes you wait till you're getting older, like, man, I should have been doing this all along. And then you go.
Oh, well, better late than never.
Exactly. And then you go get some blood work done.
Mm-hmm.
And the doctor's like, you got some splaining to do.
Right.
And I've been on the higher blood sugar level that, you know, I got to bring it down, got to eat better. Got to get moving. Like when you hear I walk, people are like, man, he walks a lot. Yeah, I'm trying to move. I'm trying to burn that glucose and everything.
Yeah.
And you're going through it right now yourself.
Yeah, I'm cutting the sugar. It's a big problem with me. And it's always been a problem with me. And we've joked about it for years. But really, I'm getting older to where it's not funny. It's affecting my health. And that's my sugar addiction. Like, I drink too much soda. I eat things with just too much sugar in them. And it's not like I'm eating straight up candy. There's just like a lot of hidden sugar in foods that I enjoy.
Yeah.
I'll just leave it at that. So as much as I can get in the original state, I guess, just like plain fruit, plain meat, that's what I have to do because I don't even recognize. You look at the label, it's really complicated to find. It doesn't always just say sugar in the ingredients. Sometimes it's called other stuff.
True.
Fruit juice concentrate. Like, I'll look at something, I'm like, oh, it's got fruit juice in it. It's healthy. Fruit juice concentrate is another word for sugar. There's 50 million different ways that they can put sugar on packaging without putting the word sugar.
I was taught by a doctor, read that label. If you're like past three or four ingredients, it's probably got all kind of fillers in there you really don't need. And that's what's scary. You sometimes look and it is a laundry list.
Right.
Mm-hmm. There's like 25, 30 ingredients. You're like, what are you even eating or drinking now? It's scary.
So, but to like, to hide it and not just put sugar on there, companies are just calling it something else. And then, but it's actually sugar.
Mm.
So that's where I'm finding the most.
What was that app your daughter was always pushing on
Yucca.
You take a picture and it tells you if it's good or bad, but sometimes to help you with those hidden words?
Well, that's for more of what we put on our skin.
Oh, okay.
They
it's
don't
not for
do food?
Food,
no.
Oh, okay.
No, all but...
Right. Oh, no, I've used it for food.
Does it work on
food? Yeah, it must be an update since you've been using it. I've scanned a lot of different barcodes. So like granola bars, it'll say, you know, this is higher in sugar. So it's not just the preservatives, but it'll rate based on the nutritional value too.
Well, then there we go.
And Yucca, Y-U-C-A?
Y-U-K-A.
Okay, Y-U-K-A. Is it a free app?
Yes.
Okay. Check that out. If you know of another one to help you read the labels, because it is confusing and it is deceiving on purpose. We're all trying to be a little bit healthier. We're here for you. 585-252-WBEE. In fact, there's a fall snack right now that they say will help you de-stress. We got that for you next. We're talking about watching our sugar, trying to be healthier because it'll sneak up on you.
It will. And I miss It's soda with me.
Okay.
I love soda. And I was raised on soda. Like, if we didn't have soda in the house, we didn't have anything to drink. Like, there's nothing to drink. We're out of everything. That's what a big part of soda was in my life. So it's weird for me to cut it out. And yeah, I'm super addictive.
On the text line, we're getting some suggestions to help you with your sugar cravings.
This texter said, broccoli has helped me with my cravings for sugar. You can eat it raw, add it to your salad, cook it with some cheese. I add broccoli to the top of my cooked chicken, put a little cheese on top of the microwave, makes it perfect.
And it helps you curb your sugar cravings?
Try it. Don't start. Okay, okay. Don't knock
it. I'm writing it down. Hey, I don't know the biology of all of this. I'll do anything if it works. Also, if you don't drink enough water, you're not hydrated, it can make you crave more sugar. Gotcha.
How much water have you had today in your big old water bottle?
Well, I've just had, this morning, I've had 16 fluid ounces so far.
It's a good start. It's a good start. You know, keep it up.
You've got to start somewhere.
And another thing to keep in mind to help you this time of the year, the experts say pumpkin seeds, a fall treat, will help you de-stress.
What?
Maybe keep some pumpkin seeds in the car, decompress, de-stress. Maybe got to go in a meeting with your boss, take some pumpkin seeds in with you.
Is it because it takes so long to chew them?
Well, it could be.
I just don't know if it, like, that's a legit question. I don't know. Or is it chemically?
Nutritionally, it's got the vitamins it sends happy dopamine, serotonin things out of your brain. Is that it?
She's all right. I'm not distressed yet.
I know.
How long does it take to kick in?
It's your B-Morning Coffee Club. Lainey Wilson, TJ Bowe. Hope getting you going here on a Friday morning. Remember we were looking at Dan and Shay's social yesterday, and it's coming. It's coming. Yeah. We're like, what's coming?
Yeah.
I figured it out. Finally, their double Christmas album has arrived. They've been working on it for a decade.
Okay, because they were like, it's been 2 years, like it's been all these years, and finally the waiting's over. I was like, oh, this is going to be epic.
It's officially Christmas, the double album, Dan and Shay.
Okay.
So, boom, it's out today. You can get it. And they got some new stuff on there that they created, and then they do Rock Around the Christmas Tree and all that, too.
The classics.
Yes, they do. So
I was actually thinking yesterday when it would be soon, like, I could put my Christmas tree up.
Oh,
my dad's friend put his up this week.
I can't help it.
Really?
Yes.
You can't have a trick or treat? Slow down the calendar. Slow it down.
I am. I'm waiting, but I've pulled it out of the basement is what I'm saying. The box is there.
Now
it's ready. It's on deck.
You could work both sides by doing Nightmare Before Christmas, so it has a little Halloween Christmas theme. But come on, get rid of the candy.
When it starts getting darker earlier, I love the Christmas lights at night, selfishly, in my house. So it doesn't have anything to do with, you know, anything but that.
And it's we've had tone. B listeners say they leave a tree up all year round. They just change it out. All right?
Okay.
Halloween tree's out. Thanksgiving tree. They just redecorate the tree, and then here comes Christmas.
So now they have like purple and orange on their tree.
Yes.
We did that 1 year. The farthest we made it was till June, though. And we were like, you know what? This doesn't feel like it's going to be special in a couple of months. But I have eighth grade formal pictures from June in front of a Christmas tree.
Okay. How about you?
Wow.
Is it up yet, or are you waiting? Let us know.